Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
The Dow Jones. Last week, kind of recovered a little bit, but last week it fell. It was a down week for stocks last week. So yeah. Is this a early warning sign of what could potentially happen in 2025 with the market?
Nope. I'm going to make this very simple, very short. The Christmas trade is over. People have taken profits. People have been up all year. Some tax loss harvesting, but also, too, with the FOMC announcement that had an effect. Mm-hmm. Also, futures expirations happen that Friday as well. So mark off every month when expiration begins to happen. But for those of you who are like, hey, the market's crumbling, the market's been doing great all year. One of the best years that I can remember as an investor. So I think this is a sign of the opposite of what's going to happen in 2025. But the Christmas rally trade, as we've known it, maybe how it was 10 years ago, traditionally is over, and not as many people are into the market. And lastly, there's no asymmetric risk to the upside. A great place to buy that's going to give me an amazing return in 12 or 13 months. So that's why the market slid a little bit. So, but also, too, a homework assignment that I put on IG, write down what the point totals are every day. Mm-hmm. And if you were trading 2019, 2018 off that FOMC announcement, it was very similar to what happened this past Friday. So if you know what the point totals are, positive and negative, for each day, you can go through your calendar, like your own farmer's almanac for the market, and have an expectation for what the market should do.
Yeah, this is easy. No, like you said, when Powell spoke, we saw a pullback, and we kind of alluded to it last week when we were talking about rate cuts, how they've kind of been quiet about how many they were going to be in 2025. There's now rumors that there's only going to be two, which is a decrease from what we had in 2024.
Yeah.
Slight pullback. But it always, I mean, and I'm glad that Chris, shout out to Chris Johnson in that episode, if y'all didn't check it out. He said, look, man, people are going to take profit. In fact, if things don't sell off, there won't be new buyers to come in to add liquidity to a position. And so you kind of saw that when Powell spoke. But also, right, we talked about quadruple witching. We talked about when it happens. Quadruple witching happened on Friday. And so when we're talking about options contracts, when we talk about futures contracts, they expire on the third Thursday of the last month of the quarter, right? So there's four quarters each year. So we have March, you got June, you got September, and you got December. The third Friday of those months, there's quadruple witching when most contracts expire. And so you take that with the amount of increase that the NASDAQ has had, I think up 30% this year or 32%.
Amazing.
Which is ridiculous because it was 32% last year, which is like, you don't really see that. The S&P up 26%, which is absolutely incredible. The Dow itself is up 25%. These are ridiculously impressive years, right? Yeah, to have them back to back is incredible. To have them as a singular event would be incredible. To have them back to back is just absolutely incredible. So, I mean, you're going to see sell-off leading into 2025, but does that mean, is it an indication of what 2025 is going to look like? No, I think we still see growth. I don't know if it's in the 20s. I don't know if it's in 20s, but I think we could be okay with anywhere between 11 to 15% growth in all the major indices. I'll be interested to see that, at least for the first half of the year. We'll see what happens in the second half. Yeah. For the first half of the year, for sure. Yeah, so I'm not too worried about 2025.
Yeah, don't be worried at all. Put hold for a long period of time. And I know it's not the answer everyone wants, but if you hold for a long period of time, these worries go away. Think about it. When we first started the show, the expectation for the indexes were 7 to 12%.
Right.
Now you could double your money in 4 years just by holding two tech, two index, no stress. Hold for the long term, please.
Yeah. I think it's also
or be broke.
It's also important.
That's the other option.
To think about cycles. So shout out to Josh Brown when he came on a long time ago. We talked about this with a few other people as far as the political cycle.
Yeah,
traditionally what it has done for the market. So traditionally, usually in political cycles, the first year of a presidency is relatively weak. The second year is the most volatile to the downside. The third year is the strongest. And the fourth year is strong as well. It's good, but not as strong as the third year. And that's kind of exactly what's happened with Joe Biden. Remember when we had that bear market, that was in year two of his presidency, and then year three of his presidency is when stocks went crazy, and then year four of his presidency this year when stocks they did good as well. So if that's an indicator, then stocks would be it'll be a weaker year for stocks. But of course, it's an unprecedented situation with Donald Trump coming in and so many new changes that's going to happen on a political landscape that could potentially, you know, not carry suit. But traditionally that has happened. That's what usually happens with the situation is that the first year of a presidency's term is a weaker year for the stock market. That's just the historical. If that means anything to you.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.